Today's daf is the final daf of the second Megillah, daf Lamed Beis. Now we were in the middle, last time we learned, of Machlokes, the Kriya Satira, whether we read the same thing three times before starting the next week, or whether we continue to go the way Rabbi Meir said and only read each thing once. And because we had a Machlokes there, where Rabbi Zeira passed, and we bring another Machlokes of the Kriya Satira, where we also have a Psak of Rabbi Zeira, which is similar to the one we had before, and it's Tana Rabbon. One of his Eilalatera is Peseach Viroeh. He opens up the Sefer Torah, he takes a look at the place where he has to read, then he kolel and he closes the Sefer Torah, wraps scroll together the way the Ashkenazim do it, Mevorech, and then he says the Brocha, and then he opens it up, Chozer Peseach, and he reads the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudaimer, Peseach Viroeh, he opens it up, he looks, Mevorech, without closing the Sefer, even though the Sefer is open, and continues to be Koreh, and he doesn't have to close the Sefer. My time, Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say he should be Galalit? Why is it that the one who is reading should not ever say anything while the Meturgaman is speaking? We don't want people to think that the Targum is in front of him. So, Hachanami, the reason over here why Bishas HaBrocha, the mayor says, close the Sefer Torah, we wouldn't want Amaratzim to be saying that he's reading from the Torah. For Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Yom Mevorach with the Sefer Torah open, he says, look, but Targum, he killed me, and somebody would be stupid enough to think that the Targum was written in the Sefer Torah, so you have to be careful because they may end up writing the Targum in the Sefer Torah and passing the Torah. But when it comes to the Brochas, nobody is going to make a mistake in the Birchas HaTorah. Everybody knows they're not written in the Torah. No, none of the Brochas are written in the Torah, and there's no Chashash, even if the Sefer Torah is open, that somebody is going to come to think that the Brochas were actually in it. Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rav, Omer Rav Masna, Halacha, Poseach V'Reya Mevorach V'Kareh, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda said, open it up, close it, look at it, don't close it, say the Brocha and read. Ask the Gemara of a lame, why didn't you say, look, Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara that did in the previous case, we should the Afkelu. Since there's some people that reverse Rabbi Meir's Shita with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and so therefore he wanted to make sure that when he would say Halacha, it wouldn't be according to those who thought that when I say, look, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm really passing the Shita that we have in the name of Rabbi Meir. So he set out the Shita so that there would be no mistaking the Psa. Another thing that Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rabbi Masna, some Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Masna, Aluchot v'habimot. We're talking about now the Luchot, says Rashi, I don't know what in the world these Luchot are. Now there are some who explain, he says, the Svarim that are book-like, that are not written along a Galil, so they're called the Luach, and it's a flat, they're flat books. Tosis rings in the Oruch, in the name of the Oruch, that the empty cloth of the Sefer Torah, which is now written, now wrapped above the Ksav, and beneath it, between one Amud and the next, after it's been cut, and okay, he doesn't like that Pirush so much to call that the Luchos. The Ritva explains that the Luchot and the Bimot are both Kalim in the Beit HaKnesset that are used for the Shliach Tzibur, or for somebody who's making a drasha. And sometimes the Sefer, it's like Amud, that we would call, and sometimes they would put a Sefer Torah as a temporary state on it, but they're not made to hold the Sefer Torah. And he based his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, where it says, Ein Ben Mishum Kedushas Aron, V'yesh Ben Mishum Kedushas Beit HaKnesset. That seems to be the reference over here to the Amud, the Shtender of the Shliach Tzibur. In any event, the Din is Luchot v'Abimot, Ein Ben Mishum Kedusha, these are things that are not meant. Others on the Bimot are the Bima that the Melech reads the Sefer Torah on, stands on when he reads the Sefer Torah on the Hakel. These things do not have Kedusha themselves. These are not made for holding the Sefer Torah itself. Another Din of Sefer Torah, Omer Rav Shvati, Omer Rav Yochanan, Hagulel Sefer Torah, Tzarech Shiyah Amidenu Ala Tefer. When you're doing now the Glila, you have to be girdle it so that the midpoint is the place in which it's sewed together, and the tefer between one piece of skin and the next piece of skin should be now between the two pieces of what we call the Yetzach Hayim, and that way it now is able to be pulled tight without tearing. And this is the Rabbi Hananel says the Yikar thing is that if it does tear, it should tear along the seam, so it should tear along the thread, which can easily be re-sewn rather than as Shalom tearing the actual skin. The Omer of Shvati, Omer of Yochanan, Hagolel Sefer Torah, somebody who is being golo from one thing to another and on his own, and he's holding the Sefer Torah now on his lap as he's reading. That's the Derech. Gololomi Bachutz. What he does is he sets down the Sefer Torah on his lap, and he's golel from the side of the outside furthest from him, and that way he's golel towards the outside, but not in gololomi bifnim. He doesn't hold the inside, the one which is closest to him, to be golel in the other direction, because then if he holds the inner one of the pieces of wood of the Etzaraim, and he's Golol towards the outside, then of course the Galila can end up falling down to the ground, the extra Galil that he's now is now pushed out. Ukashu Mahat Ko, when he's coming now to make it tight, after now he's brought, gone to his ways, we have no Hashash that the Galil will fall, then Mahat Ko Mibifnim, then he should hold the Amud that is next to him to be Mahatikan on the outside one. Vein Mahat Ko Mibachut, he shouldn't hold the outer one to now tie it tight over the inner one, in order that he shouldn't have his arms over the ksav of the Sefer Torah, because what you want to do is you want to show the ksav to everybody when he's being now bringing Golol of the Sefer Torah into itself. Okay, this is Rashi Shad, showing it to others. Yom Rishvat, Yom Rav Yochanan, Asara, 10 people that have gathered in a Beit HaKnesset, and you have now three people, and there are 7 people even, that were Korob B'Torah, and read the Sefer Torah of the day, so then depending of course on the day, the 3 Kruim, the 7 Kruim, so then HaGadol Shebehem, Golol Sefer Torah, the Kovet is given to the greatest individual to do the Galila. Interesting, it used to be that was the main, of course that was when the Galila was also what we call Hagbah, which he shows it to the Am. And furthermore, Gololo Notel Schar Kulam. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Asarashi Karuba Torah, Golol Sefer Torah, Kibel Schar Kulam. You have 10 people reading, the last person who does the Galila, he is Mekabel all of their Schar. What is Schar Kulam Zagadat? What does that mean? That he takes away their Schar, they won't get Schar. He takes away all their Schar and he takes it for himself. Of course not. Avahima means the Golol was Kibel Schar Kneged Kulam. His Schar is so great that he's being minded to Sefer Torah and bringing Kovet Latera. That is the Schar Gadol Kneged what all of them had read. And therefore, it's Kedai to give it to the greatest person in the shul as his covenant. Further things that Rav Shvatya said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Rav Shvatya, Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shemishtamshim Bebat Kol, how do you know that if a person is misupak about what to do, and he hears a baskol, that he can see that baskol as at least a sinin to how it is that he should determine to act, and it's not called nichush? Shenema voz nachat ishmana davar miacharecha lemor. Your ears will hear a voice speaking from behind you saying, and then it says, Zeh haderech lechubak, kita aminu v'chitis meilu. In other words, if you're misupik, what derech to go, and your voice is here, of what this is the derech to go, you can accept it, whether the voice said, in other words, kain, or tis meilu, or whether the voice is saying, no, this is wrong. You can rely on that. V'hani mili d'shama kol gavra b'mat. It's only if he hears the sound of a man in town, and a kol itta b'dabra, or he hears a woman's voice speaking in a field, because those kind of voices are not as people, generally the males are out of town working in the fields, and generally the females are at home and they're not in the field. And furthermore, Vud Omar Hin Hin, this is only if the voice actually repeats itself. It says Hin twice, or it says Lav, Lav. This is not the way, this is not the way. But otherwise, if there's no Kfilut, then there's no indication that it's MS. But if there's a Kfilut, it's a Getter, it's a Marshal Getter of Shvua, because it's somebody who says things twice. Getter of Shvua, therefore there must be MS associated with it. Yomer Shvat Yomer Yochan Kolokore Belini Ma. Somebody who reads without reading the Ta'amim, Mishonewer, he reads Mishnah below Zimra without the song that they used to have for that Mishnah, and that way when they reviewed it Baal Peh, they had the associative effects of the song as well. Allah v'katuv omer v'gam ani natati lachem layem chukim lo tovim u'shvatim lo yichupem. That these people indicate that there's no life, no excitement, no happiness to what it is. There's no joy of the music in what it is that they're reading. So therefore, it's as if the chukim are no good for them. Just because a guy doesn't have a good voice and he's tone deaf, you're going to say that the terrorist in mishpatim lo yichyubem, these are mishpatim that he will not achieve life with. Karitabe, that's what you apply to him. Seems a bit exaggerated. Ella, actually, the pasuk is meant kiddur mishashia. The omar mishashia says shneita minyecha hamin hayoshvim yirachad ve. The two Talmidei Chachamim won't have anything to do with each other and ignore each other's Torah and won't speak together. And halacha, leim akatuv amir v'yamani natati leim chukim lo tovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu behem. Omer Rabbi Parnach, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol ochei sefer Torah arom. Somebody who holds a sefer Torah naked. Now what this actually means was without the covering around the sefer, and he's holding on to the skin itself directly as if the sefer is naked. Nikbar arom is buried naked. Arom sagadaita. What is that supposed to mean? He's buried naked. What, that the Chevra Kedisha is not going to put on Tachrichan on the maze? Alayim nigbar aron below mitzvot. It means that he's buried naked, bereft of mitzvah. Below mitzvah, Saka. That's what he's saying. He should be, because he held the Sefer Torah, he should lose every mitzvah he ever did in his life. It's absurd. Elam Rabbein nigbar aron below ota mitzvah. What it means is that person was being Isaac now in the Sefer Torah. What he was doing was supposed to be a great tzchus for him, and Lamaisi ends up without that tzchus because of the way that he was handling the Sefer Torah. Torah without the mitpachas between himself and the Sefer Torah. So without that mitzvah, the Tosfos says some learn it's without the mitzvah of achizas Sefer Torah itself. I mean, there's a Tosfos. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, if he didn't do it right, what kind of mitzvah is it? So they say no. It means without the mitzvah that he was doing, whether it was a mitzvah glil or agubah, whatever it is, without that mitzvah, he was being osik in the Sefer Torah because of the fact that he held the Sefer Torah in the wrong way. He shouldn't be zeichet to the mitzvah that was involved while he was holding it in the wrong way. Okay, we're going to now leave the last few lines for the grand siyum Bezrat Hashem on Masechet Megillah.